My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So we're into year six, ready to enter year six of the Iser plan. He's got five drafts under his belt here. We've seen the team actually get better, but they still haven't made the playoffs. They should have made the playoffs this year, but they didn't. Kind of missed out on technicality, and they missed out because it was their own fault. You know, had they beaten Washington down the stretch, it would have helped them tremendously. Had they not lost the two games against Arizona, that would have helped them tremendously. But they did, and they failed to make the playoffs. And you look at the way that they played down the stretch, they had some dramatic wins against bad teams, really is what it comes down to. So they failed. They ran out of gas towards the end of the season, and they let in far too many goals. So the moves that they've made here, is there some addition by subtraction when you're looking at it? I think there might be. You know, Wallman was a healthy scratch at the end of the season. Well, he's gone. Gostis Bear is a liability defensively, but great on the power play. Well, he's gone. You bring in Gustafson, who is very steady defensively, probably an upgrade over both of those players when it comes to just being a defensive defenseman. Okay, there you go. You'll have a full season of Simon Edvinson. Like it? There we go. And you're going to have a full season of Johansson, who has yet to play a single minute in the NHL, but there's lots of high praise coming his direction. Will he be an upgrade? That's going to be a key. I think Johansson's going to be one of these keys. If he is an upgrade, then okay. Defense looks really good, and as we've talked a lot about the goaltending situation with Cam Talbot being added to the team, I think that helps out a lot too. So if they can, this whole group together, are they better defensively? Can we at least start there? And I think it's still up in the air, but if I had my 51 says yes, they are, and I think it's because of the goaltending situation. 248-539-9797, a telephone number, same number to text. Where do you stand on the Iser plan at this point? Omar, you're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Omar.
Hey, hi there. I'm all in on the Iser plan. I think Iserman had a good day yesterday. He didn't overpay for anybody. He upgraded the goalie position in a big way. I think the reason we didn't make the playoffs last year is because we didn't have a starting goalie. We didn't have a workhorse. At the end of the season, goaltending didn't win us any games. I think we really upgraded there, and I think it's huge. Plus, I think also Iserman has put together a lot of pieces probably to make a big trade, which makes a lot more sense. He grabs somebody else's salary issue and doesn't have to put in a big contract, and there's a lot of players. So, this, you know, offseason's not over yet. And I don't think Kane would have signed unless he got reassurances from Iserman that he was going in to bring this team to the playoffs and he was going to do what he could. So I don't think it's over. I think, you know, I think we're headed in the right direction. Kuso may be a head case. They don't know where he's at. We don't hear anything about him anymore. So we don't have a with somebody who's arguably better than Kuso.
Yeah, I like the goal. And thanks to Carl Omar. I like the goaltending situation a lot. And when you look at the Red Wings last year, they only won 5 of the last 12 games down the stretch. When they needed to win games, they didn't win games. Yeah, they won the last 3 games. 2 of them in overtime. One of them was a shootout game. I should say one in overtime, and one a shootout. That's how they finished the season. Dramatic fashion. But they did that just to try to have a chance, and then they were hoping that they were going to get, Washington to lose at the end of the season.
Yeah, but see, that's when you mentioned the Arizona. Yeah, you can't rely on that. You mentioned the Arizona games that they lost. That was inexcusable, especially with what was on the line. This wasn't like game 4 of the season. They knew exactly what was on the line, and they went out and laid an egg. The Red Wings got, I guess you could say they got better, Gator, but how much better did they get compared to everybody else around them? You have to take that into account, you know? If you get a little bit better, but everyone else gets a lot better, then you're actually maybe worse than you were last year. And people, I don't know if they just making the playoffs is even enough at this point for some people. You know, I mean, there's other people that, like that last caller, absolutely supports the Iser plan. I feel like they'll support the Iser plan no matter what. I mean, you know, here's the ticket text right now that we're getting. Took Iserman 8 years to build back the Stanley Cups for Tampa. They won after he left. Trust the Iser plan. It takes years. But didn't Ken Holland say something like 10 years and people just destroyed him when he left town?
Yeah, people, because nobody wanted to believe that, given that the Red Wings were in the midst.
And now they believe already, him?
Well, I don't know if they I don't think anybody wants to think it takes 10 years. But does it take 10 years to become a Stanley Cup contender? That I might agree with. But it doesn't take 10 years to turn things around. It depends, I guess, to what degree you want to turn things around. I just want to see the playoffs again. And we should have seen it last year, and we didn't see it last year. As far as the other teams getting better, sure, everybody thinks that they're doing things to get themselves better. But if you look at the moves that some of these other teams have made, I think we're all in the same mix, you know. So it's, I don't know if anybody really got, other than maybe Ottawa, all those teams that are fighting for it, who got a ton better. I mean, Columbus is a sneaky team. They were awful last year. But they were awful because they had a ton of injuries to key players. How will they bounce back? That's certainly one way to look at it. But again, when I look at the team last year that finished the season, when they were giving up, you know, just going backwards on this, the 3 wins that they had at the end of the year, they gave up 4 goals in each of those games. That's too many. They gave up 5. They gave up 6 in a loss to Pittsburgh. So in the last 4 games, they gave up 6, 4, 4, and 4. It's way too much. You know, they had that nice win streak. They won 6 games in a row, and everybody was talking how great they were. They went out and lost 7, the next 7 in a row, and they gave up tons of goals. They gave up 7 goals twice in that stretch. The goals against average down that stretch was like well over 4. It's
yeah, but do you think Talbot's enough?
I think because I think Talbot helps you in 2 ways. I think it helps you in ways because as a backup goaltender or the second goaltender, however they want to split up the time, he's going to be leaps and bounds better than what they got last year out of Husso or Reimer automatically. And the other thing, the other effect it has is that you're not having to use Lyon as much. So Lyon should be more effective. So I think it helps in both of those ways. And, you know, you're talking about 1 win. That's the difference between making the playoffs and not last year was 1 freaking game. So did they get better? I think they got better in net. Is it enough to say that's going to push them this year? Probably it's not enough for me just to say that. But what I will say is that I'm counting on, and this is me talking, I'm counting on the younger players taking a step forward with their games this year so they're better. Period. Lucas Raymond, I think he's going to be better than what he was. I think Mo Sider's going to be better than he was. I think Edvinson's going to be better than he was. The real questions are the guys that are just now joining the team, the Marco Caspers of the world, the Anton Johansons of the world, are they going to be able to, you know, make an impact right away? Is Joe Valeno, if they re-sign him, is he going to be better than he was? Is Rasmussen going to be better than he was? I mean, if those guys all can take, you know, even if it's just a baby step forward, this team's in the playoffs. That's the way I look at it.
That's the way you look at it. We got support ticket text here. Stevie Y, keep it going. You have plenty of time. Signed, Matt Millen. Wait a second. That is not support text. That is not.
No.
We do have here, I am on board with the Iser plan, but my biggest concern is Illich. He's cheap, just like Donald Sterling. He knows he can make a profit without putting a competitive team on the ice.
See, but they have to spend. There's a salary cap, and they're going to spend that salary cap money. There's no question they're going to spend the money. So it you want to be upset with Illich because of how he's run the Tigers? Go ahead. Feel free. You want to be upset because you thought maybe they waited too long to pull the plug on previous coaches or whatever to or with Ken Holland? Fair enough, because Ken Holland didn't exactly, you know, leave Steve Eisenman with a whole ton to work with when it came to the draft. That's fine. I'm not going to argue that stuff. But if you're going to argue the point about he doesn't spend money on the Red Wings, I just can't accept that. That's not the case.
One last one here. Red Wings fans need to look no further than Harbaugh at Michigan. Patience is key.
I don't like that comparison.
Well, they end up winning the whole thing.
Yeah, well, look what they did to get there. They sold their soul, and now they're one of those programs. They're no longer Michigan above everybody else. They're a team that tainted their existence. But hey, they got an Addy out of it. That's good for them. 248-539-9797.
Speaking like a Spartan fan.
That's right. That's right. Sorry they cheated.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.